Live updates: California governor recall election results by Joshua Kaplan on September 14, 2021. California voters will decide whether to remove Governor Gavin Newsom, D, from office in a September 14, 2021, recall election. Polls in the Golden State are scheduled to close at 8 p.m. PST, 11 p.m. EST, Tuesday evening. The first of three vote result waves will be released immediately after polls close, comprised of mail-in ballots already delivered and counted. Click here for additional information regarding how subsequent results will be publicly released. Larry Elder, longtime conservative radio host and lawyer, is Newsom's leading Republican opponent, according to polls. Follow all of the events on the Breitbart News live wire below. All times in Eastern. 1:23 a.m. Elder slams the establishment media's lack of coverage of the woman wearing gorilla mask who threw an egg at him. The radio host notes that he doesn't play the race card. As far as I'm concerned, after we elected the first black president, everything else is anticlimactic, he says. 1:19 a.m., Elder again says that although he lost the election, we are forcing them now to pay attention to the problem of homelessness. We are forcing them now to do a better job on schools. 1:13 a.m., Larry Elder addresses supporters, says, let's be gracious in defeat. We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war. 12:50 a.m. 12:42 a.m. 12:36 a.m. 12:30 a.m. 12:20 a.m., from inside Elder's recall election event. 11:58 p.m. 11:56 p.m., Newsom addresses reporters after beating recall effort, says while Californians voted no in the election, they also voted yes in support of to social justice, racial justice, and environmental justice. 11:47 p.m., the Associated Press calls the recall race for Newsom. 11:42 p.m., ABC News, CBS News, CNN, and NBC News have now all called the recall race for Newsom. 11:38 p.m. 11:37 p.m., NBC News projects that the recall effort has failed, leaving Newsom in office. 11:34 p.m., the latest recall numbers. 11:27 p.m. 11:22 p.m., latest recall numbers via CNN. 11:19 p.m. 11:18 p.m. 11:17 p.m. 11:14 p.m., Cook Political Reports Dave Wasserman is already calling the recall election for Newsom. 11:12 p.m., President Joe Biden weighs in on the recall election. 11:10 p.m., latest numbers reported by CNN. 11:09 p.m. 11:06 p.m., some early numbers via CNN. 11:05 p.m. 11:04 p.m., CBS News characterizes the recall race as lean-no, citing its exit polls. 11:02 p.m. 11 p.m., the polls are now closed in the recall election. 10:55 p.m., a preliminary exit poll finding shows most recall voters approve of the job done by President Joe Biden. 10:51 p.m. 10:50 p.m., the recall price tag could total over $300 million, according to California's Secretary of State. 10:45 p.m. 10:40 p.m. 10:30 p.m., NBC News reports, an NBC News exit poll found voters likely sided with Newsom on the public health measures, with a plurality, or 45%, saying Newsom's COVID policies are right, compared to 32% who said the measures are too strict. Another 17% said they aren't strict enough. 10:15 p.m., Team Newsom believes it has the recall in the bag, saying there is no scenario where we lose. I don't see a scenario where we're not talking about a victory for the governor and a complete rejection of this appalling partisan power grab, said Newsom strategist Sean Clegg, according to Fox News. I think what we're seeing in our projections in the early vote is we're performing so well we might reach a point where there's not enough Republican vote left on the table for them to overtake us. We'll let you know when we reach that. 10:06 p.m. 9:56 p.m., polls close in around an hour. 9:46 p.m., Larry Elder tells Fox News host Sean Hannity that long lines at the polls are a positive sign for his campaign. Hannity says he's hoping for a political explosion that ends with Newsom losing the recall election. 9:34 p.m., Republican candidate John Cox says the top three issues facing the state are homelessness, housing, and wildfires. 9:18 p.m., California State Senator Steve Glaser announces that tomorrow he will propose changes to future state recall elections. 9:17 p.m. 9:01 p.m., Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, says Newsom has done a good job as governor despite his poor handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the state's recall effort was fueled by fury over the economy and climate change. 9 p.m., Palo Alto's Cubberly Community Center is packed with so many voters that it called in four more poll workers. "We've been working our butts off," said Peggy Keep, a poll worker, sinking into a red and gray lawn chair to eat her first meal of the day at 3:30 p.m. 8:45 p.m., while polls have yet to close, 43% of California's electorate is said to have already voted in the recall election, according to the New York Times.